Prime Minister Mia Mottley has been expanding on the latest threat of Barbados being placed on a blacklist by the European Union. She was speaking in St. George last night when she spelt out the implications of the threat for average Barbadians.
Almost more than half of the corporation taxes that are paid in this country are paid by companies who come from over and away. They choose to put their businesses in Barbados. Because of that, we have been able to ease your burden with the level of taxes that you as a Bajan have to pay in this country. Do you understand what I'm telling you? That you can pay a little less because others do business here and are contributing to the same taxes needed to pay for your child to go to university, to pay for the hospital to treat you, to pay for us to do the roads, to pay for us to pay the public servants, to pay for us to do all the things that we got to do as a government. But the European Union is adamant that it has the right to blacklist countries, and even that phrase I find offensive. And they are now trying to say uncooperative jurisdictions, but it can't change the fact that they started with blacklist. Well, I black and I proud. And if you feel black is negative, well, I don't feel it negative. So let's start from that premise. But I want to tell you that we will take a lash on Tuesday, not because of anything done by this government, not because of anything presided over by Ronald Toppin, but because between 2015, when Frondell was Prime Minister, and 2018, June, and we became the government, the cabinet was sworn in on the 27th of May. How many days the 27th of May is from June? 4. So that 4 days after we came to office was the cutoff date. And they are now going to give us a lash globally for something not done by this government, but by done by the last administration. And what is it? The last administration was supposed to answer countries when they say, I want information on these people's taxes for whatever reason, usually some other kind of legal reason. The government never answered the people. But then again, the government wasn't answering Tony. It wasn't answering NUPW. It wasn't answering you, the citizens of this country. So would you be surprised that they didn't answer people from Canada or the UK or the US? Or Europe? But we taking the lash now. Now I pray that they would have get to them then just like how you get to them in 2018. Because you lashed them then. And those who didn't remember that they were lashed then went in George Street last weekend and get a lash again. But the European Union lagging and want to give us a lash today and tell us that because the last government did not exchange information with countries, and because the last government did not do audits on the people who do the business with the international business companies, what we call the corporate service providers, that you now have to take a lash as a country. Well, we can take it, but we can abuse and disagree with them. And I wrote the Chancellor of Germany this weekend again, and I wrote the President of the European Commission, Charles Michel, this weekend again. And in your name, I told them that it is wrong and disproportionate. It is like giving a man who got a spliff a death sentence or 25 years in prison. Nobody don't give nobody a spliff that. Or giving a man who got charged with assault. You know what assault is? I don't even have to hit you to be charged with an assault. I just need to point at you. And it is like giving a man who has, or a woman who has been found guilty of an assault, 25 years in prison. It is disproportionate. And why? Because they're going to get their banks and their financial institutions to put measures on us. And we say that when they try to do that, most of the banks say, but Barbados is too small. They don't even think that we are a problem for them, because as far as they're concerned, we are a dot on the map. But a dot on the map means that they can just say to people, we ain't banking with you. We ain't doing business with you. And companies that may have been here 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, no stand to be affected.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.